Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our April 19th Women of Worth call. I am so pleased to welcome Karen and J.C. Spencer. Not only are they two phenomenal presidentials from Houston, Texas, but they have been dear friends of my husband, Philip, and I since the very beginning for Philip and since I had joined a few years after when Manatech started. So it is my honor, and it's always so much fun to have them on. So hi, J.C., Karen. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
Absolutely. You two have
been
in Manatech. Oh, thank you so much. It's ours. You have been in Manatech since the beginning, and I know you have four wonderful children that have blessed you with 10 great-grandchildren. And I just can't believe you guys have five great-grandchildren. You've just taken these products. You never even look like great-grandparents.
Never dreamed I'd be married to a great-grandmother.
Who looks like she does. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And isn't that a wonderful legacy to have all those children? Oh,
it
my
is.
Goodness. Well, Jason,
and may I just say, to have
sure.
good health, you know, next month I'm going to be 69. J.C.
Oh,
is 77. And we're still on no meds, and we virtually never get sick. So you know what? That's really unusual these days.
It sure is.
If I go in for a checkup, the doctors are amazed. They said, you're in no meds? I said, no meds. No. We shouldn't have
helping.
To be on meds, no?
No.
I love
no.
it.
Yep, and a great way to promote these products. Well, I want to tell everyone out there that J.C. and Karen have worked on their business so well, and J.C. is an expert and an author on the subject of glyconutrients, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But tonight we invited Karen and J.C. to share with us their insights and the excitement they had about Manifest 2017. So, Karen and J.C., again, thank you for being with us, and I'm excited to hear all the details you're going to share. So I will let you step in now.
Well, this is going to be interesting because this is the first time that he and I have talked at the same time on a conference call, and we both are big talkers, so it's, you know.
You just
take your time.
We can cover it.
I'm going to start out, and J.C., if you really, we're on in separate rooms, if you really want to insert something, you can, and then I thought I might have let him have it more at the end. But I first want to say that it was an interesting time at Manifest in Las Vegas. For anyone who is new, fairly new on this call, Manatech has always had its national and international conferences in the Dallas area near the corporate office. This is the first time we had gone to another state. We went to Las Vegas, and the event was at Caesar's Palace there. And to me, it was like, frankly, being like in another world. It's an interesting place. The Caesar's Palace was beautiful, but it is humongous, like 4,000 rooms just in that one hotel. It's like little cities, you know, within a city. And we had a walk everywhere we went. It was such long walks from the conference area to our rooms, just a huge, you know, lots of walking.
It was good exercise, honey.
Yes, it was, dear. Yes, it was. Except for when we had a walk through the really heavily smoke-filled casinos to get to our room. So I would just walk real fast to get past the smoke. And, you know, but it was a jam-packed Manifest, some really long days because there was so much to cover, so much new stuff, great stuff. So I'm just going to kind of go through. I've made notes for the things that really stood out most to me, and I'm going to start with the presidential meetings that were on the Thursday, that afternoon. Just briefly, Al Dalla, our CEO and president of the company, was just saying that we've always had the best products. Now we've got the best comp plan. And I'm just going to mention it a little bit right now, his comments, and I'll go a little bit more into the comp plan. Not much, because it's definitely different. But I want to tell you guys, you ladies, or whoever, any gentlemen who may have joined us, that it's an exciting plan. It is what to borrow a famous tagline, it's truly a balanced and fair and balanced plan. And just because of that, they've run the models, many models. They've been working on this plan for over 2 years, and with an expert in compensation plans, along with Kevin Robbins and David Wood, who's on corporate staff, who really is good into numbers. And they have worked so hard, have run over 21 models with many different scenarios in each model to really see how this would work. And the idea of bringing more money into the lower levels faster and easier, and then rewarding those who are want to grow and build their business by building leaders. And some of the figures that Al just put out in that very first day in the PD meeting was that they figured that at least 30% more people will get a check who haven't even been getting a check at all. There'll be more people making $1,000 a month. There'll be 13% more that will make of $2,000 a month or more. And they're really expecting, just from the organizations that are in place right now, as they've been examining different associate volumes and such, they're expecting anywhere from between 100 to 200 presidentials to be become people that become presidentials by July 31st.
Isn't that
the
exciting?
The new comp plan, that is exciting,
wow.
Isn't it? The new comp plan starts on July the 1st, and I'll cover that just briefly and where you can go to get more information. I feel like that's really important. It's different, and it's good.
Well, we have some new people and some people that are not new but haven't been building that are really excited about it. That's exciting us.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stan Frederick talked next at the PD meeting, and he was telling us that Manitech is now ranked 71 out of all the network marketing companies worldwide. So, you know what? I think that's pretty good, considering everything that Manitech has been through over the years, and we have just come back so strong and so vibrant. We're 71 now in the world, and, of course, our goal next year is to be in the top 50, and a year after that, the top 25, and then in the top 10. So I think we are really, with this comp plan and also many new incentives, we're going to do it. One of the things at the PD meeting that they had that they didn't have in the general sessions, and I wish the, I don't know why, but the two gentlemen, the two sweet, I think they're brothers, who own the company that owns Natural Aloe in Costa Rica that produces, it grows, produces our Manipul. If I'm saying it correctly, the Grupo Pilon? Something like that. That company, this is a company that is not new to agriculture. They're the leading Costa Rican company in the agricultural field with over 60 years of experience. And they are very proud at what they do. They want to do they want to grow the best, healthiest aloes anywhere in the world, which they have done, are doing. And what to me was so sweet to hear them talk. I'm so proud that they are very proud to be a part of the Manitech family. They take great pride in that. And they have given Manitech a 4-year exclusive agreement to produce Manipul, the poor Manipul, which, as everyone probably knows on this call, is a key to Amber Toast. And they bought out Carrington Labs back in 2010, this family did. And the Manipul that the Natural Aloe in Costa Rica produces has better quality, and the concentration of the Ace Manin in today's Manipul is not only better quality, the Ace Manin is 44% concentration in our Manipul today than it was back with Carrington's Manipul with 32%. So if you don't know what Ace Manin is, I am not going to take the time to tell you what now what that is, but it's extremely important. It is the part of the aloe vera that makes everything work, that gets our cells communicating properly and is a key to health in the body.
Honey, I think one thing, let me add one thing to that, is that not only is the manipole condensed, you know, and very, very potent, but literally and stabilized, but in one canister of the manipole are 17 of those giant aloe vera leaves.
Wow.
Honey, I was told, and I remember the notes I took, it was 63.
Well, one of us is wrong.
Well, it
well,
can't be her.
Actually, well, actually, but see, they are making a really superior product. Actually, this is a good time for me to mention a new video on Manipole that you can find. Actually, if you just go right now into manitechus.manitech.com, before you even sign in to your back office, just what anybody would see, any guest, you know, any prospect that would go to look at the Manitech website, they're going to see that banner comes up first when you can click to look at the new video called This is Manipole. And it actually shows some of the corporate staff, Al and some others, there in Costa Rica in the lab. And my dear husband, it also says in that video that it is 63 of those big aloe leaves to make the manifold. It goes into one bottle to make the manifold that goes into one bottle of manifold.
I did that just to make you feel better, honey.
Thank you. Well, that's
so
fair. So that it's a great video. They had four new videos that I will mention as we go here. But check those out if you want to get to them quickly, too. That if you go to library.manitech.com, then just hit top videos there in the tab at the top, and those videos will come up. Then on Friday was Eric Worre's training, all-day training, and it was wonderful. And it was a whole day. So I'm just going to mention one of the things that stood out to me. It's about developing our story, like a two-minute, no more than three-minute story. Some people would call it like an elevator speech. You know, something that when you meet someone and, you know, you're talking to someone in the grocery store line or whatever, and you ask maybe what they do, and they ask what you do. And one of the things he said that right off the bat is it works very well is just to say, may I tell you my story? And I thought, well, that makes sense to me. I wrote that down. May I tell you my story? Because guess what? When you ask it that way, you've been friendly with someone, they're probably going to say, yeah, sure, and be genuinely interested. So you keep it to 2 minutes. And just briefly here is number one is what you did before, your background. And then two, what you didn't like about it. In other words, your pain. All right. And then three, what you did to solve your problem. That was where you would bring Manitech as the products or the opportunity in. And four, how you feel about the future. How do you feel about how it's going now? But as he said, number two is most important. What did you not like about what you've been through? Maybe it's bad, you know, difficult finances, hated your job, poor health. But people can relate, do relate to our pain. It's a way of connecting. People really relate with another person's pain. And I thought, that makes sense. And I thought that was very good. Now, let me go to the compensation plan just a little bit. I'm going to tell you guys, if you don't know this and can write this down, and you really want to know more about what the compensation plan is, a good place, first of all, is to go to Mary Jo Hilliker's notes and her audio on the compensation plan. Mary Jo is, I'm not sure, I think she's a Silver Presidential. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Kathleen.
And an excellent trainer.
an excellent trainer, yes. Mm-hmm. And she gets things right. The girl is an attorney by background, still has a license, and she knows how important it is to get facts right. And on this last Monday, on her Monday morning call, she did just on the compensation plan, on the new comp plan, and she has notes that you can follow, and then you can go to her MP3 file to listen to the audio, so you can look at the outline as she's going through it. And I did that today. I didn't completely finish it, but I'm really glad I took the time to do that, because seeing it and hearing it at the same time helped to bring some things into focus. And it's really worth your time if you have interest in knowing how we can make more money and help a lot more people starting July 1st. And you just go to her website, which is www.manatrain.net. So that's Manna, MANNATRAIN.net. And just if that first thing that comes up, you click on trainings, recent trainings, and the first one that will come up is compensation plan, which was done on April 17th. That's a great, big, great source. Also, on Saturday afternoon, Kevin Robbins did a great presentation with wonderful slides going over the new comp plan. That and the one that he did in the general session was pretty much the same for across the board globally. The next, on Sunday, we actually had another breakout training for the North Americans, the Canadians and those from the United States. And he went over, we spent another like 45 minutes going over the customer commissions that were specific to North America. And that's very exciting. Those customer commissions are extremely exciting. And that will help people be able to quickly to earn $500 a month on a consistent basis. And I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me go back here now. But the slides, that of Kevin's slides from the general session on Saturday on the new comp plan, are now in the library, Manatech's library. So you can either go in through your back office, or you can go to library.manatech.com and just to look under it, just when that comes up, it'll be the most recent things added, and it's right there at the top. You can click on his slide. I was hoping that they'll actually do his whole video presentation, and maybe they still will put it up. That's not up yet, but the slides are there. Now, as when Alabama first was speaking about the goals of the comp plan and putting together this new comp plan, there were three things that three major things to accomplish. And that was, everyone knows we have the greatest products. We always have. Scientifically verified, proven. We know the testimonials of what's happened in our lives and the people that we know. We know we have great products. But we now will have, in July 1st, the best comp plan, too, in the industry. And so it has been, as I said, 2 years in the making. And did I say that Kevin Robbins has been working very hard on this, David Wood at corporate, and they hired an expert in comp plans to put this together. They've run just numerous models to make sure this plan is going to work the way they want it to. And number two, the goal was of the comp plan is simplicity, that we can show a new person in the beginning, that in the beginning, you could, if you do this, you'll get that. Simple. So we went from 18 streams of income to 6. And how about 12 months instead of 13 pay periods? Is that not cool? Most of us know how that when getting a new person started, you've got to explain between the difference between our 13 business periods, while while our members, you know, had, you know, adhered to a 12-month schedule, it's going to be 12 months starting in July rather than 13. And so it'll be 12 months business period. And then number three, the third goal for the comp plan was to incentivize proper behaviors to create long-term profitable and sustainable businesses. Businesses that those of us that really want to leave even a legacy to our children, to help as many people as possible, that is if we the plan will accomplish that. So that's all I'm going to do. Any more than that, I would be, I don't know enough. I'd be dangerous. But it's worth going in there and studying, guys. It really is. It's worth going in there and studying.
We'll touch on the children,
okay,
honey.
Well, I am. Matter of fact, I'm going to go into that about soon. I've got to watch my time. It's getting
okay.
Quickly.
Go ahead, Karen. This is wonderful. This is. There were people that weren't able to go because of the location and life circumstances, and this is invaluable information. So you.
Oh,
go ahead.
And yes, about that is that I can tell you that I would say that the majority of associates who were there in Las Vegas when it was announced where we're having our next. Manifest, you know, we were ecstatic. It's back in Texas, girls. It's back
yes,
in Texas.
I've
it's going
heard
to be at the Gaylord Texan in Grapevine.
And that's
different
a fun, so fun resort
it's
a, to be at.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Wonderful.
JC and I have not stayed there, mm-hmm. but we've toured it. It's, the tourists even go to look at it. It's a great place. So, and it's toward the end of April into the 1st of May. So check, make sure you put those dates on your calendar. We had a North American meeting, and with Lori Lambert, the sales director for North America, and it's like she's saying, we can make North America number one again. The South Koreans have had it, but you know what? We can make it number one. And I just want to mention that in that North American meeting, we met and heard from the general counsel of Manatech, Erin Barda. A delightful lady, not your typical state attorney type. She was very personable. She and Lori even role-played some about making a compliant testimony. And her message is, the general counsel, Erin Barta's message is, be proud out loud. Use your testimony.
That.
She was greatly encouraging us. Start speaking, telling your testimonies again with a testimony, as I've often said myself, a testimony can be compelling and compliant at the same time. Be proud out loud. Just practice on it. Don't use the disease claims, but let people, again, feel your pain of where you were. If you have a good health testimony of what your life was, became, and what it is now with Manatech Nutrition, be proud out loud. I really, really like that. Okay, and it was in that meeting that M5M Foundation Executive Director Sarah Bowen did talk about. Every product purchased does generate a donation to M5M Foundation. And we can say, I wasn't sure for a while if I could truthfully, you know, accurately, I should say this, but each $100 purchase nourishes a child for a full month. Is that not
amazing.
Cool?
Yes.
Be able to tell people for every $100 that you spend with Manatech, a child is going to have nourishing food for a month. And I won't go into the time of all the accountability that M5M Foundation does. Their books are transparent. They're submitting to audits. They everything is up front with them. And since 2015, M5M Foundation has distributed 27.5 million of servings of Phytoblend to children in 20 countries. 100,000 children are being nourished every day. And there have been clinical trials that have been going on in Guatemala with the kids. And in the first 3 months, they have already seen a 67% improvement in the children. That is rewarding. And there's going to be the next incentive trip is going to be an M5M missions trip to go to Guatemala. For those that really want to get on board and win the incentive trip, it's going to be to Guatemala. Is that not wonderful? And there is a new M5M video, too, so find that one also. And I'm going to briefly just mention that there were, throughout the whole event, there was true health testimonies, wonderful testimonies. And Dr. Nugent spoke about a human trial that was done. There were no safety issues. There were improvement in the blood panels across the board. And True Health came out that people on True Health, in comparison to other fat loss products, lost 12 times more fat. So that was excellent. JC, I realize we do not have much time. So I'm not going to talk too much on the two new products, GlycoCafe and the Gen Max. Go in and study. If you go into Manatech.com, it's got the banners that will scroll over to those two products, and you can get all the information, including very good videos on those two products. Good information.
GlycoCafe is the new calling card. That's our new calling card. I think anybody can do the business and start introducing people to GlycoScience with a cup of coffee.
We had two newer associates there that are excited about those two new products because people feel a difference. Everyone loves the coffee. It's the healthiest coffee in the world. It's the only complete coffee in the world. Find out what we mean by going there and looking at those videos. Both those products have a comparative chart to the competition.
That's exciting.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thought the coffee might be bitter since it is the whole fruit, but it's not. It tastes delicious.
Good.
Everyone talks about how smooth it is. People love the coffee. So those are two wonderful products with excellent videos. Matter of fact, the GlycoCafe may be one of the best videos we ever had, particularly for young people who are always going to Starbucks and spending all that money on that Starbucks coffee. And not even, they're only getting a half a cup of coffee. Look at the video. It's pretty cool. You don't
it
want
is.
To eat and drink a half a cup. You want to eat and drink a cup.
And what a wonderful sample to use when you're at a health fair. Who doesn't want to stop for a pick-me-up with having a sip of coffee? That's fabulous.
That is great.
All right, let me say this one last subject, and then, JC, if you can, for in a few minutes, get in the Manatech Global Scientific Advisory Board, because that was really a highlight of the event, too. I would personally like to just say this, because I feel like there may be a lot of people, associates, long-time associates perhaps even, that are listening to the replay of this call or on this call that would like to know this. The worship service Sunday morning was awesome. It was amazing. It is being, it's billed. It's right there on a sign. It is associate sponsored. Wendy Kramer puts them together. I appreciate so much for doing that. Ray Robbins paid for it. It's associate sponsored and non-denominational worship service. It was well attended. Al Ballas' brother, whom I can't remember his first name right now, but he brought the message. Wonderful message. And a wonderful a singer and a wonderful a keyboard artist, both anointed by the Holy Spirit. Mm. The Holy Spirit was so strong there. He asked for people who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior to come forward. Many people did. Then he called for Christians who know that they haven't been walking close to the Lord and want to recommit their lives to come up. A number of people did. And they had pastors. They called pastors to come up and pray with people. I even got a video of it. It's just so cool. I mean, not a video. I took photos of it of across the wide span of people, many people deep, praying together. And I will have to say, it was a precious time. The anointing of God, the Holy Spirit was so strong there. Al Bella was out there praying with people. They did not rush the ending at all. The general session had already begun, but they weren't rushing the work that God was doing there. And it was just like God was saying, I'm still Lord of Manatech. My hand is still on this company. This is a company of destiny that I, the Lord God, has chosen. So I just want to tell you that meant a tremendous amount to me. And let me go ahead and say this. When Ray Robbins went back to the general session, when he was on the stage, he said that in that worship service this morning, I felt the Holy Spirit is more powerful than I have ever in any service. He said, I had tears in my eyes. My wife, Diane, he said, Diana had tears in her eyes. Kevin had tears in her eyes. And he said, I have been convicted in that service. I was convicted that I have not been the spiritual leader of Manatee that I should be. It was precious time. I just want to tell you all that. Okay, honey.
Well, it sounds like Holy Spirit's rocking that casino.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Never going to be the same.
Amen.
Karen, I had breakfast over at Bellagio's at a real neat little French restaurant. And then we got on the plane, came back, and we learned that that section or that retail section of Bellagio burned down after we left. We didn't do it, but it was in the news.
Isn't that something?
Well, the Global Scientific Advisory Board was really a highlight. Now, we have the science, but anyone that's talking the science and doing the education needs to take extreme caution because science can be used to educate, but it cannot be used to make medical claims, and so just take precaution. I was excited about Dr. Mandela is part of the Global Scientific Advisory Board. So is Steve Nugent is chairman. Steve Boyd is back with us. He's the vice chairman. Dr. Mandela has followed us. He's attended our glycoscience medical conferences here in Houston. And he's followed my newsletters, and I'm excited about staying in touch with him and the Scientific Advisory Board. And there are some things that's going to be coming down the pike that I just believe is so very, very exciting. I've been researching glycoscience now since 2002. Most of the people on the call may already subscribe to my newsletter or subscribe to, and if you do, that's great.
Wow, you guys have shared so much, and that new book sounds exciting. I know we've got to get that.
Let me mention, go to the manatechscience.org site and look over in the top tabs, the scientific board, I think it says, and you can see the photos of all the people who are in the global the science advisory board. It is so impressive. These are top in their fields. They're experts, renowned worldwide from many countries. And all but two of them were not there. There were ten of the men there. Very happy to say Dr. Stephen Boyd, you know, many of you remember, he was our medical director at Manatech for a while.
Yes.
We all love Dr. Boyd. So good to have him on the board. But what they had to say about Manatech, every one of them, with Dr. Nugent, asked every single one of them why they accepted the invitation to join the Manatech Global Scientific Board. And they told their reasons. And that is exciting. And, again, Mary Jo has in her notes a lot of what they said, and that was just, it made me so proud and just gives us such strong credibility, and that we're full headlong strong into the science. We're not decreasing science in any way, shape, or form. We are increasing science, and that excites. For people like some of us who really love and appreciate the science, it excites us really a lot.
Well, the turning point in glycoscience was in 2011 when Dr. John Axford did the study to prove once and for all that polysaccharides can glycosylate the cell, improve the glycans and glycoproteins on the surface of the cell. And the doctor who preceded or oversaw that study in the UK, Dr. John Axford, was president of the Royal Society of Medicine. That's great credentials. But the person that was chairman of that committee or that board, that group in London that actually did that study is on the Global Scientific Advisory Board.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As you guys have been talking, I just wrote how proud J.C. and Karen sound. And Karen, you said that Not only are you showing your sharing your insights and your excitement, you're sharing pride. And there's so many people, it isn't that people got complacent, but they always were wondering where everything fit for them. And listening to this call has got to get people back excited with finding out what we, they'll reclaim the pride they had in Manatech. And I have to tell you, I am so happy and proud to have you on this call, to have you in this company, to be colleagues and to be dear friends of Philip and I. And Karen, you said something about our alignment. As we get all of these pieces aligned, we will be in the top 10 network marketing companies in this field.
I believe it in all my heart.
Absolutely, and I know God's hand is on it. And I wanted to mention, too, that next month we will have Wendy Kramer on. I invited her to be on the Women of Worth call, and she'll be talking about balancing business with your faith, because that is what this call has always got a thread of. And in June, I have just asked Kevin Robbins over about 2 weeks ago to be on the call, because it is right before that compensation change. And some people might not realize that Kevin is our representation from the field on the board of directors.
Great.
So he can talk about that. So those are two calls that are coming up, and you just, you know, showcased into those calls beautifully with what you shared. And the two of you, you do such a beautiful job with sharing from your heart, and sharing your knowledge, and now sharing your pride again. I know that you, everyone here that's going to hear this call is going to grab onto that. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You both did a wonderful job. And those that aren't, didn't get to go this year, they're going to be signing up for next year.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So
I want to say, Kathleen, I appreciate that you have been faithful for so long now to host this call. And thank you. That takes some really determination and carry through and commitment. And thank you, my darling. And
we only have people of worth, women and men of worth, on our call to speak. So that is right back at you. And I just wanted to tell all of you to have a restful night, a peaceful sleep, and may God bless and watch over you and yours. Okay. God bless. Good night, Karen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.